Hello.
Hello there. Good evening. My name is Christian, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in Texas today, and we'd like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Are you a registered voter in Texas?
Yes, I am.
Thank you so much. Are you in a safe place where we could, so we can talk? You're not driving or anything, are you?
No, I'm not, but I don't have a lot of time right now. How long will this take?
It's about 5 minutes long.
How many?
5 minutes.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, thank you. And which county, in which county do you, in Texas, do you live?
Hidalgo.
Hidalgo, okay, thank you. And of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get most of them on a regular home phone, most of them on a cell phone, or a mixture of both?
Cell phone only.
Okay, thank you. And next question, are you or is anyone in your household employed or by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or political party, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Now, just to ensure we have a representative sample, in what year were you born?
65,
thank you. Next question. What is your main racial, ethnic, or ethnical background, if you don't mind us asking?
Hispanic.
Thank you. And what is the last grade of school that you have completed?
I have an associate.
Thank you. And thinking about things nationally, next, do you approve or disapprove of the job the Biden and Harris administration is doing?
I'm indifferent.
Okay. And if the elections for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate for this district?
I haven't weighed my opinions yet. I'm not. Sure.
Okay. And now I would like to read some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first whether you've heard of that person. If so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If you've never heard of them, you can also say that. First person is Alejandro Mayorkas.
Never heard of him. Oh, right, yes, I have. I know who he is. Yeah.
So do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion?
I don't have an opinion on him.
Oh, okay. No opinion. All right. Next person, Myra Flores?
Yeah.
Favorable or
unfavorable?
Would you say somewhat or very unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Next person, Vicente Gonzalez?
I don't have much of an opinion on him, though.
Okay, thank you. Next person, Donald Trump?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And the last person on here, Kamala Harris?
Say favorable.
Very or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Next question. Moving on, which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding with which candidate to vote for? I'm going to go down the list and you can pick one, okay? First is abortion, next climate change, next national security and foreign affairs, next job and the economy, next taxes, border security, fentanyl and drug addiction, healthcare, education, crime and public safety, and inflation and the cost of living.
Say education.
Thank you. And thinking ahead of the November elections, first, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all interested, and a 10 means that you're extremely interested, what number do you give yourself?
A 3.
Thank you. If the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Donald Trump, the Republican?
I'd rather not answer that.
Okay. Next, if the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Colin Allred, the Democrat, or Ted Cruz, the Republican?
Also, I'm indifferent to either one of them. I don't know.
Okay. All right. And if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Vicente Gonzalez, the Democrat, or Myra Flores, the Republican?
Gonzalez.
Gonzalez. Okay. Is that a probably or a definitely?
A definite.
Thank you. And next, I'd like to read a few statements that you might hear about Vicente Gonzalez during a campaign. After each, I want you to please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, okay? First, Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is a member of a radical group that supports sex change drugs for children. Does that make you more likely to vote for him or less likely?
Less likely. Less likely.
Okay. Thank you. Next one. Vicente Gonzalez has accepted thousands in campaign contributions from some of the world's biggest corporations. He then voted for $1 trillion in government spending benefiting these companies. Meanwhile, these same companies are raising prices on Texas families while raking in record profits. Yeah.